Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show, nationally syndicated all over the world. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And thank you again for providing such great information.
Thank you, Neil. You know, we're doing Truth Just Below the Surface, and that deals with everything that we've been doing for the last 20 years. Today's program, the title is, I drank a six-pack of Diet Coke with aspartame, and here's what happened. And this is being sourced from David Shackett with his permission. And let me tell you David's story. I got married in March of 85. 2 weeks later, I graduated from college. 6 months after that, my life was about to change forever. I was helping a friend paint houses while I looked for a job in the field I had studied in college. This was just to bring in some money to pay for living expenses while I was looking. It was a hot day. We stopped by the store to get snacks and drinks to keep us hydrated. In 85, they didn't have bottled water. The choices were soda or bring your own water, and I chose Diet Coke. I had enough money for the drinks and some snacks, but not enough to buy an ice chest. I kept the drinks out in the hot sun while I worked on the roof. I would come down from the roof to drink a Coke and then go back to painting. On that day, I consumed the whole six-pack of Diet Coke. I came home and my wife made dinner for me. That night we had dessert with dinner. Wouldn't you know, it had to be diet pudding with NutraSweet, which is a brand name for aspartame. My wife and I were relaxing and watching TV when I started feeling very strange. I felt hot, cold, hot, cold. My chest hurt. I thought I was going to pass out. I ran to the bathroom because I had to vomit, then diarrhea, vomit, and freezing cold. This went on back and forth. The sweat was pouring out of me from everywhere. You can imagine, my clothes were soaking wet. The floor literally had a puddle of sweat under me. I collapsed on the floor, lying in this pool of sweat, my chest hurting so bad, freezing cold, even though it was summer. Burning up. Everything hit me at once. I couldn't move. I couldn't talk. I just laid there like I was dead, totally paralyzed. Sometimes I wish I had actually died from what I suffered from that night. My wife called for help. Short time later, an ambulance, the police, and the fire trucks arrived. The paramedics came up the stairs, not knowing what to expect. I remember one of the paramedics coming in and seeing me laying there in that pool of sweat. I saw the paramedic's reaction when he saw me, and I knew that it was bad, really bad. At one point, I saw a tunnel, a white tunnel like everyone says that they see, and I saw someone at the end of it, not sure who it was. I then saw my dad, mom, and wife hovering over me crying. I could not say a thing. As I faded off, the paramedic slapped me. He slapped me with great force, but I felt nothing, only my head moving to one side, but no pain. It did wake me up. I was off to the hospital. I don't remember much of anything from that point. I know I was brought into the emergency room and admitted right away. I spent 6 long and painful days there. They did give me Diet Coke, not knowing what it had done to my system. I had one reaction after another, vomiting, chest pain, freezing cold spells, burning up spells, and so on and so on. At that time, if I could have figured out a way to kill myself, I would have done it. That's how much pain I was in. The nurses stuck me with needles just about every hour, and then some over more over the 6 days. Stay. I had a total of 47 blood tests done on me while I was in the hospital. every time a nurse came in to stick me, I would end up crying from it. It took over 2 weeks for my arms to heal after that ordeal. I looked like a drug addict with all the needle marks. I had lost so much weight. My weight was down to 119 pounds when I left the hospital. I was so weak that my dad and my wife at that time had to carry me to the car. And at home, they carried me straight to bed where I lived for the next year. It was a big challenge to learn how to talk again since it messed up my speech. I would get so frustrated trying to say something. I knew what I wanted to say, but only gibberish would come out. I would talk, then pause, then talk and pause. It was hard to make full sentences. It took many years to regain my speech. To this day, I have moments when I get tongue-tied. I get confused a lot and call my children the wrong names, not realizing that I had done that. My mind thinks one thing, my mouth says another. I was never like that until that night, the night that I suffered from aspartame poisoning.
Wow.
I spent many waking hours at the toilet, either vomiting or with diarrhea. Everything I ate made me sick. For the most part, now I have learned what makes me sick and what doesn't. Sometimes I slip up and find out after eating out or eating some new products that I have a reaction to them. After getting sick, it knocks me out and I end up feeling real bad for a couple of days. I lost my job painting and was unable to work. It forced us to move in with my parents so that they could help take care of me while I was trying to recover. One day, my mom told me to watch this show on TV. A lady named Shannon Roth was speaking about how she was poisoned by NutraSweet in Diet Coke. This is how I learned about NutraSweet, or aspartame, and how bad it is for you. I was able to get a hold of many lab reports from the scientists about aspartame toxicity. I have inches of medical papers. These papers were not released to the public. Shannon Ross was blinded in one eye from NutraSweet. She set out to help people by sharing her information, but for some reason, she suddenly stopped talking about NutraSweet. I'm not sure why. NutraSweet did major muscular and neurological damage to my body. I still suffer from the many side effects of the aspartame poisoning, including fibromyalgia, cognitive problems, migraine headaches, numbness in my bladder, and not knowing if I have to urinate or not. Also, areas in my back are numb, even though I can feel they itch deep down. The list goes on and on. My life has been a living hell from that day. That one day that I drank the six-pack of Diet Coke with aspartame in it, hot.
I mean, well, when thinking about that, I mean, this is such awful to know the side effects of any type of drug.
Yeah. So we have had Betty Martini on this program many times in the past. She is the world's leading authority and activists on trying to get aspartame off the market. It's in thousands and thousands of foods and drugs that you take, some of which you don't even know about. But aspartame over 85 degrees starts breaking down. And a couple of the bad products that it breaks down to are methanol, which is an alcohol type product, which can blind you, and formaldehyde, which is great for embalming dead people, but never meant to be put in a live person. And so I would recommend that you go back and listen to all of Betty's programs, because this is one of the most significant health problems as a result of things that you could eliminate in the country. And it's my job, bringing you truth just below the surface, to bring this to the surface so that you can do something about it. And the podcast is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, spelling Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, with no caps and no spaces. And so my sincerest desire is that you will go over there and get the programs that we have done on aspartame and listen to them, because it could save your life or the life of a family member or someone that you love.
Well, I tell you what, when great information, fantastic. Check out my website, also neilhaley.com. And that was a great simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction, just truth just below the surface. Take care, guys.